بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
There are three short vowels in Arabic. They look like this. This is called the fatha. It is written above a letter. It makes an a sound. This is called the dhamma. It is written above the letter. It makes an u sound. This is called the kasra. It is written below the letter. It makes an I sound. For example, this letter is called seen. If we put a fatha on top of it, it will be pronounced as sa. If we put a dhamma, it will be pronounced as su. And if we put a kasra, it will be pronounced as si. Sa, su, si. Let's practice some examples. This letter is ba. If we put a fatha, it will be pronounced as ba. If we put a dhamma, it will be bu. If we put a kasra, it will be bi. This letter is ayn. A. U. Ay. This letter is qaf. Qa. Qu. Qi. This letter is jim. Ja, ju, ji. This letter is the hamza. A, u, I. This letter is the letter noon. Na, nu, ni. This letter is lam. La, lu, li. Let's do one more example. This letter is waw. If we put a fatha, it will be pronounced as wa. If we put a dhamma, it will be pronounced as wu. If we put a kasra, it will be pronounced as wi. Practice the rest of the alphabet to get familiar with the sounds.